The highlights of recent history are stored in the vast news archives of the major television networks. Television critic David Bianculli would like to see the networks take advantage of this great resource more frequently. He wants Try to Remember, a CBS pilot hosted by Charles Kuralt, to become a series.
Where were you in the second week of August, 1969? Try to remember.
Before we get back to the summer of 69, let's try and remember the summer of 87. Those were the days. Ronald Reagan was in the White House, TV's most popular program was The Cosby Show, and Oliver North and the Iran-Contra affair were in the headlines. Okay, granted, things haven't changed that much in 1 year. Even nostalgia has its limits. But one thing has changed. Last summer, ABC canceled Our World, the show hosted by Linda Ellerbe and Ray Gandolf. That show devoted each installment to a season of history, winter of 68, fall of 49, and it was great. But its ratings weren't, so now it's a memory. The networks have such valuable news footage in their vaults, though, that any TV show examining the past still has a promising future. This Thursday, CBS delivers on that promise by presenting Try to Remember, a pilot for a new series hosted by Charles Kuralt. It's very much like Our World, it couldn't help but be, except that it looks at 1 week's worth of events instead of 12. The week chosen by CBS is, of course, a whopper. Between August 10th and 17th, 1969, Hurricane Camille ripped through the South, Woodstock attracted 500,000 people for 3 days of rock and roll, and the Apollo 11 astronauts were released from quarantine and given a ticker tape parade. CBS's anchorman at that time, Walter Cronkite, wasn't at Woodstock, but he did attend a Chicago parade for the astronauts.
Down State Street, again, if you have color such, you might be able to see that the normally yellow line down the center of the street has been painted red, white, and blue for the occasion.
Most people do have color sets these days, and if they tune them to Try to Remember, they'll see lots of powerful images. Floods in Mississippi, riots in Ireland, Janis Joplin at Woodstock. Witnesses from these events are interviewed, just as on Our World. And another thing Try to Remember has in common with Our World is that it's often the words, even more than the pictures, that make the show special.
O.J. Simpson, the highest-paid football rookie of 1969, arrived at training camp. He was unable to find a helmet that fit, was issued the wrong uniform number, was jeered by one teammate and ignored by others, and dropped the first pass thrown to him. He got better.
Try to Remember isn't on CBS's fall schedule, but it'll probably be back at mid-season, right after some of CBS's new series go down the toilet. If CBS continues Try to Remember, they ought to think seriously about replacing Kuralt with Walter Cronkite, or teaming the two as co-anchors. Not that Kuralt isn't wonderful, but CBS has to find something for Cronkite to do that won't step on Dan Rather's toes, and this could be it. Besides, what better way to end Try to Remember than to have Uncle Walter say,
"And that's the way it was, August 10th through 17th, 1969.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.